Okay. Let's try and learn something about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, as we said, Kuf Dalet, Avraham Avinu, as we said, was born in a world and lived in a world that was in a matzav. We had almost no chance of succeeding, as opposed to Adam Arishon, who had every reason to succeed. But Adam Arishon, the only thing he succeeded in was to destroy the world. That was his claim to fame, Adam Arishon. He was able to makalkel es ha'olam. If Avraham Avinu understood that if Adam Arishon was able to destroy the world, then the world's given over to us. And therefore, Adam can come along and fix up the world. V'saken es ha'olam b'malku shakai. The same way that Adam Arishon used his bechira bara. Oh, shkach, thank you. Avraham Avinu understood that you can use your bechira for toiv. On the kuf dalet, the second last paragraph. V'kachal pi oisa akore yotza Avraham Avinu letaken es ha'olam lufasim emuna zu ba'olam kulei. It was this nekuda, it was this discovery of Avraham Avinu's that he took and he went to fix up the world and to publicize this imuna in the world. Noach lo'am lo'ahamin ki nitein letaken es ha'olam. Noach didn't believe that he could massacre in the world. Who am I that I can bring the world to its tikkun? I'm a soldier. I do what I'm told, and I do it very well. And I'm a tzaddik. I'll rectify the whole world. It's a big world. You know, you've been out there. It's a big world. It's not a small place. Avraham Avinu believed that you could fix up the world. And Hashem's kiviyochol sitting and waiting, anxiously sitting and waiting. For that Adam to come along, that will reveal this MS, discover this MS and reveal it, that the ikar of the world is Adam. As a result of that, he was matzliach, and he was zoiche to be the father of Am HaNetzach, that will bring the world to its tikkun hashalem. Now, let's not make a mistake and think that the ikki is Adam the way the Greeks made the ikka Adam. That's not what we're talking about. We'll see.
What was the most door of Noah or door of Abraham?
What was more what?
If you could to make the, because we Adam, say that Abraham don't succeed with Dom. That
Dom
was destroyed.
Okay. He didn't matzliach with stoy. Huh? We have to do what we have to do.
We have to do, but it's not. It's also depending on the people or us also. That means alone how you can succeed.
There aren't any other people in this marechet.
Yeah, I understand.
There's you and Hashem. Yeah, but yeah. 100%. You have to do what you can do. You won't always get the results. You think the results should be Hashem resting for you. Well, you do what you have to do, and what we will be. We see Amar Avinu didn't succeed fully in being masak in the world because we still are trying to masak in the world. And he got it right. They wouldn't even need it. No, Avada, whatever the process is and however long it's going to take. But Amar Avinu did enough to become the Av of that process that he started that continues up to Hayom. You're right. The final tikkun will take place with Mashiach. Then on along the way, there are going to be some failures. What failures? I mean, but they're going to be things that we don't. Avraham Avinu wasn't happy about Sdoi. You see, he put himself in the breach. Almost prepared to give up his life to save Sdoi, which is quite a pillar because Sdoi was the antithesis of him. You would have thought he'd be only too happy to get rid of Sdoi. If I was Avraham, I would have just said, Sdoi? I don't know. Rid of Sdoi? There's a problem there. Okay. Breaks my heart. Stoim was the exact opposite. Avraham was trying to befast him chesed in the world and Hashem in the world, and Stoim was the opposite. So Hashem says, I'm destroying Stoim. So you'd think that he'd be quite happy. That's one less opposition that I have. Because Avraham Avinu's chesed was the same as Hashem's chesed. It was infinite and unconditional. Correct. And it was a problem with that. That unconditional chesed with no restraint produces a yishmo. Yeah, okay. Listen, once again, we're not going to go through all of Avram's life and work at every detail of it. It's too early in the morning.
Unconditional and
chesed without gvura produces a yishmoel. It also produces a yitzchok, but yitzchok is what will misaken the chesed, restrain the chesed, and will produce a Yaakov. Yeah, but no. Think of a moshul. This table, yeah? The chesed of this table, okay, would prevent this table from ever being used. Because it just go on and on and on and on and on. How big do you want your dining room table? As big as it'll go. I want a big dining room table. You won't be able to fit it into your apartment because it'll just be big and big and big and big. What makes your dining room table useful is the gvura of your table. That it ends in a certain place and says, Adkana, no more. This table is useful because it's only 3 meters. Without the gvura, the restraint, this table would be infinitely long, just unpouring ches. Let me give you another marshal. When is the broch of the rain really felt? Rain is chesed. When it stops. If it doesn't stop, that was the mabul. Midrash says, how did Hashem bring about the mabul? He made it rain and he just removed the gvura. Now there's just unrestrained giving is a mabul. So you need the chesed, but the chesed has to be restrained. The gvura is rooted in the chesed. You're not restraining it because you're trying to be cruel. You're restraining it because you want the ikka chesed to shine through. Avraham Avinu was, once again, Avraham Avinu had gvura as well. He wasn't just this, he wasn't a fool. But his ikka voida was chesed. That unbridled chesed can lead to problems. That's why you need gvura as well. The healthy balance between chesed and gvura produces tiferes, produces glory, beauty. Chesed on its own is a marble, gvur on its own is axorius, it's cruelty. The two working hand in hand produces Klal Yisrael. Because too much gvura produces an Esau.
So you're saying too much chesed produces
the Yishmael. Too much gvura, whatever we're using. And that was Yaakov. Yaakov had 12 perfect shvatim because he balanced and harmonized those two opposing forces. Yes. Now, once again, we're not saying that Avraham Avinu had no restraint, and we're not saying that Yitzchak Avinu, we're talking about on their level, when they were building, when you're building in the genes, the avos, it has to be perfect. The smallest chink produces problems. Yeah. Okay, that's another discussion. That's the... Yeah. Hashem's unconditional infinite love is really well restrained and balanced. Hashem's perfect. So obviously his infinite chesed is an austerity to his infinite gvura and his infinite... That's not... Okay. Choshev letzayen, kishenizboinan bedvarim mimabat philosophy tohor. It's important to note that when you think about these things with a clear, pure philosophical perspective that's pure. Nimsa shall pia hegyoin, hakav shall noach et tzadik hu tzodek. You'll come to the conclusion that the position that Noach tzadik took was correct. If you'll think about this philosophically with a pure thought, not a krum, philosophical thought, a pure philosophical thought, you'll recognize, you should come to recognize that Noach Tzadik was actually right. How is it possible that the creator of all the universe, his way is infinite. What else can you say about Hashem other than Hashem? Hashem Echad is infinite. He's very, very involved and concerned and interested in my thoughts, words, and deeds. It's like you being interested in the thoughts, words, of deeds of some plankton lying there in the sea in the Antarctic waiting to be eaten by a whale. Loman yenoti, what the plankton thinking just before the whale swallowed. I couldn't care less. Why? Because Makashualai, a little piece of microscopic something there in the Antarctic. So why should Hashem be concerned about every word, deed, and thought of mine? Bar comes home and there's two little cockroaches having an argument there in the corner of the house. Yeah? I'm very interested in what they're arguing about. I care what they're arguing about. I'm interested in what's going on in their lives. All the other manich nas the base of a kuna samaych moshe the neichach latest kama shots in the remoshe. First comes and everyone's excited, having a big party, and they're busy laying the table. You ask them what happened. Tell them the cockroaches have babies. Yeah, you make a party. You get out the K300 and you deal. Lechosa daya yechshot adam ze malol abalachay. What do I have to do with ants and cockroaches and mice or whatever? I just make sure they don't come into my house. Other than that, I don't care what they do outside. They can breed and live happily ever after. It's not in my daladamas. But who ram venisa bakama kama dagos me? I'm way, way above these creatures. Im nechpa moshel ze pi alfei alofim pamim. If we take this moshel and you multiply it, by thousands and thousands, a dain lona gear klal and merchak sheben a boiris brach la adam a kolitz mikoy. We haven't got anywhere near to understanding how far we are from the boir oilam. Rachok, rachok, rachok.
That makes sense.
Lachen yesh makom l'sheila. There's place for this question. The kiyala la das sheboir oilam tzarichoti o mitiyen v'maisi shani sameach o matzivoto. The boy is really interested in what I'm up to, what I'm thinking, what I'm doing. I make him happy, I make him sad. I give him nachas ruach. Nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. Makes no sense, said Noah. You wrong? And the fide hegyon, he makes a lot of sense, Noah. We all feel that. At some stage in your life, you're going to have these thoughts. Some more often than others, but nobody doesn't have these thoughts. What is Hashem? Does Hashem really care if there was somebody watching the milk when it got milked before I drank it? Really, that's what's bothering him? Really, that's what's really bothering Hashem? We have these, we sort of push them away and feel guilty, but we think these thoughts, like, what am I? We really feel like we're the purpose of the Bria? We really feel, I'm walking around this high off the ground because I'm partners in my sabrashis with Hashem? We really feel that feeling? What should that feeling feel like? What should the feeling feel like? So think of your own marshal. You get a call from Ichvestish. I don't know, whatever interests you. You get a call from the, the owner of Google, whatever. I don't know. I don't want to insult anybody yet, but whatever would get you excited. Let's make it more real to us. You get a call from Gershon Edelstein, Starken Gesundza, the Gon Lagol. And he heard that you've got an interesting chat in the place, in the Rebbe Kiva Ege, whatever. And will you please come over? He wants to discuss it. He heard you, he wants you to give shir today in Ponovich, let's say, whatever. Oh, wow. First of all, you'd think he's got the wrong number, but chutz mize.
I know he's got the wrong number.
But chutz mize, you'd feel very happy. That's why I used the other marshal, you see, because it's hard to find a marshal yet. Whatever, you get a call from Ichweis, whatever. I don't know who the people are there anymore. It used to be Bill Gates, whatever. That's what the Moshe used to use. Yeah, he wants you to, we can use him. Okay, fine. So he wants you to be a 50% partner in Microsoft or whatever. You'd walk out here, you'd be very happy. You'd feel fairly choshev about yourself, yeah? That's not even a drip of a you're supposed to be feeling when you recognize Bishvili Nivra'ilo, but we don't feel it. In other words, we buy into Noah. That's why we all know tzaddiks, all of us. That's how Noach was. Noach said, I'm here, there's a boy Olam, I have to do what he says. He wasn't a rebbe, he was a tzaddik. But then I'm the purpose of creation, that I'm going to fix up the world, that Hashem needs me, that I'm a partner of my separations. That's as ridiculous as you giving Shir Klalim Ponovich today. We'll see what happens. But we are Noah, because we don't disagree with Noah, do we? Really. If you've transcended that and you've already become an Avraham Avinu, well, then why are you? Yeah. We all feel like that. Come on, be honest. Baruch.
Yeah.
With all your jet lag and everything, you really feel that you're the purpose of the creation. We don't feel, of course not. And not because we just don't feel it because we like, because we thought about it and it doesn't make sense. And that was Noah. Noah was not a fool. He wasn't an idiot. He was a Navi. He was a great man. He was a tzaddik. He did what he was supposed to do because that's what you do. You do what you're told. He didn't want to know his independent existence. He did what he was told. There's a Bira Olam, and I do what I'm told. Gevaldik, and he's a tzaddik. But to go out there and pave a blazing trail of independence, because Hashem needs me, and I'm a partner in my separations and all the koch that Hashem has. I have it. Abraham, calm down. Megalomania kind of stuff out of your way.
So what was Noach thinking when, obviously Hashem made Noach, right? So what did, and I'm assuming that Noach understood that, right?
But he understood that.
What was that then?
I don't know. Ask him. I can only deal with what I have on that table.
This is exactly something.
Hey, whoa. We're not learning Kulu Teira Kulu now. Good question. Deal with it. I don't know. I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with now. What was Noach thinking? I don't know. Let's see what Abraham was thinking.
We're in Noach now.
We're in Noach now. Noach thought that he's here to do what he's told to do. Why does Hashem create the world? He wants to do chesed, so I'll do what he does and he'll give me reward. You know what I'm about? Well, what's wrong with Noach living in the world of Schava Imish? That's why Hashem created the world, to do chesed. How's he going to give chesed? I'll earn the chesed. I want to earn the chesed, but he never took it further. But once again, I don't want to analyze Noach now because I can only work with the facts I have on my plate and I don't have other facts. But we're all that Noach tzadi. Watch. What works here, that's what Avraham Avinu said, it's not the hegyoin, it's not the logic, the thought processes, the philosophy to Hoira that's at work here. What's at work here is a thing called Emunah. I'm not translating the word. Let's work through and try to understand a little bit about what is Emunah. What does the Torah say? He was ma'amin ba'ashem Avram. Noach says he was a man in the law ma'amin. He was a ma'amin in the law ma'amin. That was Noach's description. Avram Avinu is ma'amin ba'ashem v'yachshavo loy tztoka. Not just that he was ma'amin, but that in Munah is somehow considered like giving tztoka to Hashem. You see how far we've got from Hegyoin? Let's Imunazuhu Aika Godl Sheshosl Venotabono Avram Avim. It's this Imunah. We don't know what it is yet, but this Imunah is the Ika Hagodl, the principle, the great principle that Avram planted in us. Who poil Kadeshan native and Nakirisa Emesh Bishini Nivra Oil. He worked and struggled and battled so that we should know and recognize this truth. Despite the fact that we don't get it, we really don't get it. If you get it, please explain to me how you got it, because I want to know how you get it. Really, real, like this table's real. Your imuna that the world is created for you and only for you, Bishven Olam, you've got it clear. When you find that out, how to do that, let me know. Not through Imunah, but through knowledge, five-fingered clarity. We don't get it. Mikol mokom HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol yochol. Umikoichi choylet zu. Because he's kol yochol, and because of this incredible koich that he has, the Marotshu Ram al kol ramim, he's way beyond anything that's way beyond. Umit anyen, b'kol prat b'maisa b'diburah. He's very interested in every little thing I do. and say and think. You don't get it? I can make him happy, I can make him angry. Understand what that means. In the framework that we're dealing with. But that's how Hashem created the world. And he set himself up in that way, in the gilui. Not in his essence, but in the way he was magali himself in the tzimtzum. That is how he set up the world. Avraham Avinu revealed that everybody, every Jew can give Hashem something. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and created Adam in such a way that we hold the keys to the world. Al Adam Lachshav, when a person needs to think like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, toloi bi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dependent on me. The final purpose and achieving the end goal of the Bria, the Hashem created the Bria, is handed over to me. I decide whether it's going to work or not. Not ultimately, but in the world of Schavo Inish. Therefore, I can give a Kodesh Baruch Hu a rectified world. I can make him happy and I can give him nachas. Obviously, we're talking in human terms here. Hashem doesn't have nachas, Hashem doesn't have simcha. We're talking kaviyachol, kaviyachol, divrei Torah, kaloshim, b'nei Adam. V'yachshavu lo tztoka, what does this mean that it's considered that Avram did tztoka for Hashem? Kodesh Baruch Hu, yichshiv l'Avram Avinu esai imuna lit tztoka. Any imuna that Avram Avinu has in a Kodesh Baruch Hu is considered tztoka. Tztoka. Because until Avraham Avinu came along, there was no one, and we would have probably agreed with them, because we still agree with them, because we don't really buy into this yet. It takes a while for this to sink in. That it's possible to give a Kodesh Baruch to Chesed and to stock of him on them. Mashal Kach Zohar Avinu Litor Reish HaMaminim. He wasn't just a ma'amin, he was the Rosh HaMa'amini. That means all that imuna there is in the world today is sourced in Avram. That was like the genetic code of imuna in the world today. Bulaya Rosh LeMa'aminin B'Metzia Saboira, as we mentioned, what was his imuna? It wasn't that there's a Metzia of the Boira, because that already Noach had, Mr. Lorach, Mr. Shelach, Noach, Shem Veiva, they all already had that. Who nikra Rosh HaMaminim b'schus ha'imuna ba'atzmoi. He's called Rosh HaMaminim because of the imuna he had in himself. B'schus ha'imuna ki b'ir olam yesh lo ma'ala kabel mimenu kaviyochol. The b'ir olam has something to receive from me. He's waiting for me to do something. And I need to get on and do what I have to do because a Kodesh Baruch Hu can't without me kaviyochol. Obviously we have to explain what that all means. That's the yesod hayesodus of what Avraham Avinu discovered, and that obviously has to be expanded and understood and put into place so we can use it, because right now it's not very usable, but we'll see how usable it really is. I don't know, let's see when we get there. Let's see when we get there. Let the Mechaber tell us what he wants to tell us in his own time.
Conditional of needing something.